Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, we are farmers. We are farmers. Now, I'm not speaking of the insurance agency that you probably see on all of those funny commercials. No, I'm talking about the fact that many years ago, the United States and in every country were agricultural. That meant that every economy was based on the ability to produce from the ground. Now, some were corn farmers, some were wheat farmers, some were cotton farmers, and then others were in the farming of cows and cattle of various kind. Now, we've transitioned today because we're in the technological age where products and services are mass produced in business and manufacturing plants, and very few people think about the farmer. My challenge to you, my friends, is very simple. If success in business is your goal, you not only have to understand farming, we also have to realize we are farmers. Now, allow me to make my point of the fact that we are farmers. If you're running your home-based business, you are doing what you do every day to become a successful entrepreneur, then you are a farmer. Now, once we understand all the components that make farmers effective, we can apply those same principles to our business lives in order to achieve phenomenal success. Let me tell you just a few things about the farmer that makes the farmer successful. The first trait is specialization. Yes, my friends and neighbors, specialization. A corn farmer doesn't plant wheat, and a pig farmer doesn't own cows. A catfish farm doesn't include shrimp, and you as a business owner must specialize. I received a business card from a lady the other day, and on the card, she had 9 different things she did. I looked at the front. I had to turn the card on over around to the back. I even looked on the side of the edge of the card because I figured she may have something written on there too. She did so many things that it was hard for me to even understand how we could do business together because she had no specialization. That's what farmers do. Farmers specialize. That's the difference between farming and gardening. See, someone who's playing like a farmer, they have a garden. They may have a few tomatoes, a few greens, a little bit of corn, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's only enough to take care of them. It's not enough to mass produce and deliver to the public. So, in other words, when you want to succeed in business, the art of specialization is the key. It's finding what you love and sticking to that. It's not hopping from idea to idea or business to business or jumping from component to component. No, we specialize. Think of it. Every profession we know and respect. We respect them because they're specialists. Doctors are specialists. Neurosurgeons don't deliver babies, and real estate attorneys don't handle divorce cases. You don't take your Cadillac to the Mercedes dealership when you need service. You take it to the specialist. You don't get your hair braided at Supercuts, and you don't get a T-bone steak from your favorite ice cream shop. No, my friends and neighbors, the biggest risk an entrepreneur takes, I always say, is the risk to specialize. This is when he or she says, you know what, I'm going to focus on one thing and I'm going to do one thing very, very well. I'm going to identify my passion. I'm going to identify my talents. I'm going to identify the people around me that can help me, and I'm going to put my efforts and and energies into making one thing great. My friends and neighbors, that's how we grow as business leaders, and that's the way that we're able to build great teams, because they know what kind of team they're joining. Think about that lady that gave me the business card with 9 different things on it. How can she recruit anybody? How can she employ anybody? They don't even know what kind of work they're going to be doing. Does she have 9 different offices for the 9 different things she does? So in other words, my friends, when we really begin to focus on specialization, it clarifies things for us as business leaders and allows us to do what we do best. Now, that's not the only characteristic of a farmer. One is specialization. The next is cultivation. Cultivation. Now, this is a word that was very common during the time that our country was agricultural. As we've shifted to becoming technological, many people don't recognize what cultivation means. Let me outline it. Cultivation, by definition, is simply to promote and impact growth through labor and attention. Let me say it one more time for all of my friends in North Carolina and D.C. To promote and impact growth through labor and attention. Let me say this then. That means that we shouldn't recruit people to our teams if we're not willing to cultivate them, to roll up our sleeves and go to work to make them what we want them to become. Yes, my friends, the farmer who plants a seed sees, first of all, a seed. He has to do some work. He has to get the ground ready. He has to get everything in line. He has to make sure that all the weeds are removed and all that good stuff. And when he plants the seed, he doesn't see a seed. He actually sees a crop, because in every seed, there is a portion of a harvest. So when you see a person who you're looking to invest in and say, listen, I think you would be great to join our company and you can replicate me, then you've got to remember, my friends and neighbors, you start off with a seed. That person is not what they are to become until you plant them and water them and protect them and keep them free of all of the negative components that would hold them back. Yes, see, the farmer never plants a seed and walks away. Now, I oftentimes see in business, people plant seeds everywhere and just walk away from them. They get people excited about joining a product or service or getting connected to a business opportunity, and they plant that seed and they walk away, and then they leave it to the seed to try to sprout and come up through the ground all by themselves. That's impossible. Well, in order for that seed to actually do what it's supposed to do in the ground, cultivation is required. So, okay, how do I do that? First, I've got to plant them. I've got to get them to specialize by teaching them the power of focus. I've got to show them the importance of doing the same thing every day, time and time again, to receive some results. I've got to then water them. That's the process of saturating them through training. Now I'm going to jump to my friends over on the West Coast. I challenge you to make sure that you're saturating the people on your team with training. They should get this podcast every single day. You should make sure that they listen to it every day so that they're saturated. That's the water they're going to need to break through. Everybody in business is looking to break through, and the only way they break through is through saturation. Then next, my friends, you want to protect them. You see, the farmer has a job as the seed begins to sprout and break through the ground. Then he's got to make sure that the weeds are out of the way. It's the farmer's job to protect the seed. That means that as we're cultivating the people on our team, we have a responsibility to protect them from the negativity that may surround them in certain areas. We have a responsibility to show them ways to be positive all the time, leading by example. See, once we're committed to cultivation, then we can know what we can expect in a harvest. The farmer who plants and walks away has no idea what he's going to get in return. However, that farmer who cultivates after he plants knows that a harvest is on the way. My friends, I wish I had time to talk about all the components of what makes us great farmers. However, that's my time. And if you enjoyed this training segment, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.